Be very happy. Tom, you know, things came together nicely for us there. We got a nice body of work done, and, you know, having everybody, I suppose, away for a few days, you know, and I suppose not under pressure to be heading off after training and things we got there. You know, we had them, I suppose, their undivided attention in many respects, and that was great, you know, I suppose, in relation to try and get the message across for the Derry match, you know. And I suppose it's a huge game for both counties and for ourselves, you know, being at home and so forth. We'd like to put on a big performance, and that's really where our focus lies, really. You know, we want to come to Balmafay and we want to get a performance that's, I suppose, worthy of a championship match at home. And the boys worked very hard, I suppose, in relation to that during the week.
And I suppose, really, you know, you are the champions going in under a little bit of pressure this year, maybe unlike last year.
I don't buy into that at all, really. You know, the only pressure we're under, really, is the pressure to perform. In the game itself, you know, when we've goals laid out that we want to achieve within the game, and that's where, I suppose, if there's any pressure, that's where the pressure will be. It's nothing to do with being Ulster champions, you know, and it wasn't anything to do with it last year either. It's just, you know, we have a game plan, and we want to try and execute that to the best of our ability. And if we can do that, then, you know, we put ourselves in a position where we're going to be competitive. And if we can put ourselves in that position, we've always got a chance of winning the game, and that's where our focus will lie. And you know, the fact that we're Ulster Championships is irrelevant, really. You know, if we can nail the key areas in relation to our own game plan, that's number one, really.
On the face of it, going on last year's Ulster final, and I know this is a different year, Donegal should have it easy enough.
On the face of it, I suppose a lot of things look very simple, but you know, for us, again, it's irrelevant. Really, going back to what I said earlier, we want to achieve things within the game and within our own game plan for this game. And if we achieve them, it puts us in a position to try and be competitive, and that's the bottom line. Derry, you know, won the last time they were in Balmafay for a championship match, and they come with a lot of quality in their forward line, particularly. They've probably five midfielders, PJ McCluskey and Young McCamley, Friel, Joe Dever, you know, James Conway. So there's a lot of quality in their team, you know, all over the pitch, and they're going to be a very, very difficult assignment. They're our neighbours. You know, they're over the border there, and they're going to be coming in, and it's a derby match, so it's all set up for a really good game of football, I feel, and an evening match as well, I think, will add to the atmosphere of it.
So you're not reading too much into their poor league form and talk of a lot of injuries and maybe a little bit of disquiet in the camp.
No, listen, it's championship football, Tom. That's the bottom line. And championship football is about on the day, and it's about putting in a performance, and it's about, I suppose, it's about pride and passion and determination as well. And we know that Derry are going to bring that. And we also know that a lot of their top players didn't play in the league. You know, neither of the Bradleys played in the league. Gerard O'Kane didn't play in the league, you know. So all them players are back now. They're available. Conlon Gilligan. So it's a different Derry team in my head anyway. And, you know, they carry a serious threat, as we know from last year's Ulster final, and they'll feel that they didn't have the two Bradleys last year for the Ulster final, and they feel that if they did have them, they probably would have won the game. You know, one or two of them have gone on record and said that, so that's where they're coming from, and we just have to, I suppose, be ready for that and prepare ourselves for you know, a serious game of football on Saturday evening.
And of course we mentioned Rory Kavanagh and Michael Murphy earlier. Certainly without them it would be a tall enough order.
Yeah, but I suppose the other side of the coin is, Tom, is, you know, since we took over, you know, we've tried to put in a lot of work and effort into trying to develop in a squad, you know, and that's these situations, you know, that's what your squad's for. And you know, there's a lot of people that have been sort of longer term injuries that have come back into the reckoning in recent weeks, and are building up fitness. They're starting to get a consecutive number of sessions back to back on the training field, and you know, they're building fitness that way. So that hopefully will stand to them, and you know, put them in the picture to be in reserve for some of these players that maybe not might be able to take their place on the team.
And I suppose the plus side is, I know from speaking to you earlier, quite a few of the players that probably didn't feature for Donegal in the league or didn't get any worthwhile match practice, like Christy Toy and others, they're back fit and well again.
Yeah, I suppose the most encouraging thing of all, really, Tom, is the attitude of the players within the squad, you know, and their commitment to their county and, you know, the effort that they're putting in to get to a level that they can be competitive in the Ulster Championship and hopefully, you know, in the later stages of the Championship as well. And, you know, from that point of view, we couldn't have asked any more of them, and that has been the case since, you know, Sive taken over anyway. So, really, you know, we've a very good group of players. They want to play for their county. That was the number one thing we set out last year, you know, when I got the job. You know, you wanted players that want to play for their county. These players certainly want to do that, and I know when Saturday evening comes at 5 o'clock that when the ball's been thrown in, that they're going to be giving it everything for their county, and they're going to be trying to put their best foot forward to get a victory for their county in the Championship, and hopefully, you know, the performance that they do put in takes them over the line and puts us in an Ulster semi-final come 6:30 to 7.